Welcome to this Theory of Change podcast. My name is Andrew Clapperson, and over the next 10 minutes or so, I'm going to talk to you about how your theory of change can be turned into an effective means of monitoring and evaluating your success against your objectives. Your theory of change can be seen as a framework that plots what success looks like for you. Whether you are developing your theory of change for a project or an organization. Across your theory of change pathway, you have identified a series of steps or outcomes that support one another in some way. You should be looking to monitor and evaluate your success against these outcomes by developing indicators that are able to show to what extent you are making progress. For instance, if one of your short-term outcomes across your theory of change was that policy actors had become aware of your work, i.e. awareness had been raised, then you would seek to find an approach to testing this indicator. There are various ways you might be able to monitor what kind of progress you had made against this outcome, such as stakeholder interviews and surveys, and evidence to show that these actors had attended specific events, such as seminars, where the work was introduced. And we will look at this in more detail shortly. Okay, so where should you start? Once your theory of change has been developed, it will help you to prioritize which elements of your work to focus your M&E activities on. If a donor is a proposed end user of the evaluation, you might want to invite them to help prioritize the key elements that you want to focus on. Remember, you do not need to evaluate everything. Focus your evaluation on what will be useful for you and other key end users. You may want to think about some of the following questions. What do the evaluation's users want to know? Which outcomes are you most likely to make a significant contribution towards? What is the evaluation's time frame? And finally, who will actually do the evaluation? If you are creative, there are a variety of ways that can help you measure your success against particular indicators, both qualitative and quantitative. If you need to share this evidence with donors, then check if they have any preference between these. In framing your M&E, you must have identified outcomes or changes across your theory of change. The literature talks a great deal about theory of change as a basis for supporting effective M&E, but I have found it's actually not that helpful in setting out how you should go about this. At a very simple level, as just outlined, you are looking to apply to your theory of change outcomes a series of indicators or markers by which your success can be monitored. But if your theory of change is made up of a complex array of changes, then you may need to think about prioritizing which changes you decide to assign indicators to. In order to effectively apply indicators to the changes along your theory of change pathway, it's useful when you develop your theory of change to think about changes in the short, medium, and long term. As a guide, you should be looking to identify and then monitor between 8 to 12 priority changes or outcomes across your pathway. In terms of those theories of change that are representative of programs and projects that seek to support the uptake of research into policy, short-term changes initially tend to focus on awareness raising and engagement-based outcomes, along with changes in attitudes, knowledge, and skills. These are the types of changes that a project or program has direct control over, and that are attainable over the life cycle of a project. Medium-term changes are where your work starts to influence development outcomes. The focus is then on the development outcomes that your work has contributed to, and support your proposed impact. Medium-term changes might include, for example, changes in practices, policies, management, and budget allocations to support new approaches to tackling development issues. These changes should be linked to specific stakeholder groups so that your progress can be more easily measured. Medium-term change involves combinations of parallel shifts along potentially different pathways. For example, there may be changes in individual behaviours alongside changes in informal and formal organisational practices, as well as changes to policy. As the full extent of medium-term changes are unlikely to be seen until after the end of the research project, research teams should consider what initial behaviour changes might be seen among stakeholders that could suggest the start of the medium-term changes they seek. For example, a medium-term change that demonstrates that stakeholders are serious about their intention to apply new research and evidence to a particular policy issue. To support this, a prior behaviour change would be a request for a briefing or genuine and proven interest in the results of a particular study. Thinking through what engagement strategies might help to influence this type of initial behaviour change can help you focus more precisely on specific target groups to engage within the short term. In terms of long-term change, when you developed your theory of change, you should have outlined what the long-term change or impact of your work is, i.e. your ultimate goal. Your long-term impact statement should be realistic, specific, and feasible, covering the intended benefits for specific stakeholder groups and the potential contribution of research to that change. It should be expressed as an active statement with actors and verbs, a high degree of specificity, and a time frame. This will ensure that your impact is clear and measurable and set within a realistic time frame. As outlined above, medium-term changes are related more squarely to changes in policy and practice, while your impact will relate to the social and economic benefits that have supported through that have been supported through these mid-level changes. It's highly likely you won't have your desired impact over the life cycle of your project, but if you can prove your work did have impact in the long term, you'll be able to demonstrate the value of the original project to donors and other stakeholders, which can in turn help build a solid reputation for your organisation.